Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Thursday, the 14th of September. This week in the Battle Drill Daily Devotionals, we focus on bringing happiness to our communities. How can Christians spread hope to those who live nearby? We turn once more to our passage for this week, Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 4 to 14, today from the Message translation. This is the message from God of the angel armies, Israel's God, to all the exiles I've taken from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and make yourselves at home. Put in gardens and eat what grows in that country. Marry and have children. Encourage your children to marry and have children so that you'll thrive in that country and not waste away. Make yourselves at home there and work for the country's welfare. Pray for Babylon's well-being. If things go well for Babylon, things will go well for you. Yes, believe it or not, this is the message from God of the angel armies, Israel's God. Don't let all those so-called preachers and know-it-alls who are all over the place there take you in with their lies. Don't pay any attention to the fantasies they keep coming up with to please you. They're a bunch of liars preaching lies and claiming I sent them. I never sent them, believe me. God's decree. This is God's word on the subject. As soon as Babylon's 70 years are up, and not a day before, I'll show up and take care of you as I promised and bring you back home. I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for. When you call on me, when you come and pray to me, I'll listen. When you come looking for me, you'll find me. Yes, when you get serious about finding me and want it more than anything else, I'll make sure you won't be disappointed. God's decree. I'll turn things around for you. I'll bring you back from all the countries into which I drove you. God's decree. Bring you home to the place from which I sent you off into exile. You can count on it. Amen. In times of trouble, you may feel that God has forgotten you, but nothing is further from the truth. God's people were in trouble. They had been taken from the city of Jerusalem that now lay in ruins and enslaved in the enemy city of Babylon. They had no idea what to do. To make it worse, God's prophet Jeremiah writes to them to let them know God's plan is that it's going to be like this for a generation. They weren't going home anytime soon. In fact, most of them would not be going home at all. It's not a surprise that in those circumstances they felt forgotten by God. But Jeremiah reminded them this was not the case. God promised that one day he would give them a new purpose and turn them into a new people. One day, God's people would go home. You may feel in exile now. You may feel as if you'd rather be anywhere else than where you are right now. And that can be down to difficult circumstances as much as geographical location. But God is still working in your life. He has not forgotten you. Maybe right now, as you look for a way to escape, God is preparing you for a new beginning with Him right at the heart. As you think about these thoughts today and reflect on them, you may want to use this question to help you. What can you do to embrace the life and place where God has placed you right now? I hope to see you tomorrow for the last of this week's battle drills as we think about how to find God when we feel far away from Him.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.